was everywhere, was interwoven with everything else, and in no sense constituted a separate sphere of its own. One understanding of secularity, then, is in terms of public spaces. These have been allegedly emptied of God or of any reference to ultimate reality, or taken from another side, as we function within various spheres of activity, economic, political, cultural, educational, professional, recreational. The norms and principles we follow, the deliberations we engage in, generally don't refer us to God or to any religious beliefs. The considerations we act on are internal to the rationality of each sphere. Maximum gain within the economy, the greatest benefit to the greatest number in the political area, and so on. This is in striking contrast to earlier periods, when Christian faith laid down authoritative prescriptions, often through the mouths of the clergy, which could not be easily ignored in any of these domains, such as the ban on usury or the obligation to enforce orthodoxy. But whether we see this in terms of prescriptions or in terms of ritual or ceremonial presence, this emptying of religion from autonomous social spheres is, of course, compatible with the vast majority of people still believing in God.